It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
Right now it's time for the Drive Brouhaha. Brews News with Herlinda, brought to you by Russian River Brewing Company. We're going to begin with our friend Tara Nuren, a writer for Forbes magazine. Her latest article from a couple days ago on Forbes.com. She's the food and drink writer there. The headline was, "Alcohol sales are not spiking or even stabilizing. Here's why the misconception matters." Tara, how are you, dear?
Hey, how are you getting by?
We're hanging in.
Hey, know. Tara.
What else can we do?
Hi.
Talk about this article on Forbes.com.
Well, you know, it's been bothering me for a couple months that I keep hearing people say alcohol sales are booming during coronavirus, and I'm reading articles in reputable media outlets like CNN, and NPR is sort of making this mistake too. I mean, it's all over the place, but it's not true. I mean, alcohol sales are not booming. Now, every time I say this, somebody's got to point out an exception. Oh, well, our tap room, I mean, our brewery's doing great. And that's awesome. I mean, that's what I like to hear. But the fact is, like, almost every bar and restaurant in the country had to at least partially shut down for a month, 2 months, 3 months. And so, yes, people have been going to liquor stores and buying more than maybe ever in some cases from liquor stores, but they're not buying more than ever overall. I mean, if you think about how much we lost in the bar restaurant space and all the sports games and the concerts that aren't happening,
right.
The festivals aren't happening.
Vegas.
So Vegas, casino, I mean, yeah, like you can't go out and drink for the most part, or at least you couldn't for the past few months. So that uptick that we've seen in liquor stores has helped the industry, but it's not coming anywhere close to making up for the losses.
As you wrote, you wrote, alcohol sales in the United States have only spiked in stores that sell it to go.
That's right.
Which is interesting. To me.
Right. But there's a nuance that's getting lost. Like, yes. So, as I said, the liquor stores are doing great. But the mistake that people are making, and there are various reasons for this that are kind of like inside baseball details and not that necessary to go into, but what people are missing is that, like I said, liquor store sales are spiking, grocery store sales, you know, gas station sales, but it's not sales overall, you know, and the media is partially responsible for putting that false narrative out there.
Right. And there's the social aspect also of a bar or even a party where, you know, you're not going to, at a bar like, or Vegas, like, you're not doing like shots, you know, cheers, shots at home, you know, when there's, you know, by yourself or only, well, maybe you are, I don't know. But I finally drank at home for the first time by myself, but it was during a Zoom happy hour, like with you. But then also we had Cody Canning Company on the other day. You know, talking about how, you know, breweries that were only doing draft really got hurt. So then, you know, they, you know, the ones who were able to pivot to canning or already had cans, you know, even Russian River started canning, you know, they're applying for president, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And, but some of them really had to like jump through hoops, but then, you know, it's, there was some time went by, and we've already seen quite a few breweries around here closing. And you probably also know that Governor Newsom just closed bars to have indoor.
Yes.
And what do you think that impact's going to be?
Not here in Sonoma County, but
God. Everybody be good. Wear your mask.
Yeah,
and
you can
still have fun.
Well, you know, it's super duper problematic when states say that bars can go ahead and open, and then, oops, sorry, I changed my mind, say governors, you've got to close again. I mean, aside from all the issues of, like, rehiring employees, and then they can't get unemployment anymore, and then they got to go back on unemployment, like, you start ordering alcohol to stock your bar that you think is going to be able to open on a given date. You're open for a couple days, and then you have to close again. And then all that beer that was already going bad because it sat there for a couple months when you had to close the first time, then you add the additional beer you had to buy and stock up on, and that's going bad. And then, you know, as you mentioned, the shots and the getting together and the kegs and the cans, you know, everybody in the chain makes a lot more money on keg beer than packaged beer. The margins are a lot higher. And so when you're not selling any kegs because all the bars are closed and nobody can get together and throw a kegger or, you know, have a Memorial Day picnic or anything, yeah, like you said, they have to pivot to cans, and that's, like, much more expensive to produce, to put together, to buy the cans. And then as the consumer, we end up, you know, potentially spending more on the cans. Nobody's making the margins that they were on draft. It's just an economic mess.
And real quick, I want to say, I mean, we can see a big impact in the beer that, you know, the Brewers Association laid off at least 25 people that I know of just recently. Mm-hmm. So that's saying something. That's ouch. The National International Brewers Association. Yeah, ouch. Ouch, yeah. Some good friends got laid off. But we shall see.
Tara Nuren, yeah. Our good friend who writes about food and drink for Forbes.com. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure to see you and talk to you. Have a great holiday weekend.
Thanks. Same to you guys.
Okay.
Talk to you again.
Bye.
It's Brews News with Herlinda, brought to you by Russian River Brewing Company. They're thrilled to announce that their beer garden in Windsor is now open. Perfect for social distancing, and you can enjoy a cold beverage while you watch a beautiful Sonoma County sunset. And, of course, their downtown Santa Rosa Brew Pub and Patio is now open for food and beer daily, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and they do takeout. Go to RussianRiverBrewing.com, figure out what you want to do, and you can call 545-BEER, my favorite phone number. 545-BEER. We tried to get it for this show, but Natalie and Vinny already had it. So you can still get a great selection of bottles, cans, and growlers, including Pliny the Elder, not the Younger. They're still trying to figure out what they're going to do with the Younger next year, right?
Yeah, but they actually, Natalie wanted me to tell everybody that on July 14th and 15th, Pliny for President is going to be released in cans again, and the Black is Beautiful beer that we talked to Marcus Weatherville from Baskerville from Weathered Souls.
Black is Beautiful beer. Imperial Stout coming mid-month.
I awesome. Can't wait. So she's going to be on in 2 weeks with beers in hand and in the studio.
Okay, cool. RussianRiverBrewing.com, and again, open in Windsor and downtown Santa Rosa on 4th Street. Joining us right now, an old friend of the show and a man I didn't recognize until he took his mask off. It's Gabe Jackson from the Beverage People. Gabe, good to see you, buddy.
Yeah, likewise, Steve. Thanks for having me.
So, okay, Beverage People, they do brewing, winemaking, cider, mead making, kombucha, kefir, cheese, olives, all this stuff. Explain to everybody, in a nutshell, how this whole thing started in 1980 and what exactly it is you guys do.
That's a challenging question because I was born in 1981 myself. But the predecessors to the shop, of course, did this. I worked with them for a long time, but they...
Byron Birch started it, right?
Byron Birch,
very famous.
Yeah.
Right.
He was very homebrew famous. He toured the mm-hmm. country, wrote a book, toured the country talking about how to homebrew. He's one of the first. He had worked at Wine and the People, which was a famous kind of wine making supply store. They would sell wine plus supplies for making wine down in Berkeley. And him and Nancy, his wife, came out of that, started the shop up here in Sonoma County.
And came up
County.
Here, yeah.
Yeah.
So, again, explain to everyone what it is you do, because I mentioned brewing, wine making, cider, cheese, olives, everything. It's amazing.
Our shop, we're a craft shop. We support all you folks, mostly home, also commercial folks who are looking to pursue their crafts of making mostly alcoholic beverages, but we go beyond that.
We've had a lot of like wineries and breweries say, oh yeah, Beverage People saved my behind a few times over the years with different either equipment
or supplies.
Yeah,
we've got the same supply chain as most of the wineries and breweries, so when they need just a little something, we're open. We see them.
So you and I were talking during this that a lot of people, because they were homes, the same thing like the sourdough bread, all of a sudden everybody was baking and stuff. They were home brewing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what was that like?
Well, it was frustrating in Sonoma County because we were shut down for 5 weeks, but that was good and healthy. But once we opened back up again, people have been buying 3 batches of beer at a time.
Yeah.
Wow. So, people are at home. Those people who are at home are clearly brewing.
Okay, you guys are not open for in store yet.
We haven't been yet because we didn't have our whole staff back yet. They come back Tuesday, so we're going to have a couple hours Tuesday. Yeah.
Very cool. But you got... and have had curbside pickup and delivery, right?
Tons of curbside, yeah.
Yeah.
So you can order online, and then they can come and pick up curbside. But you guys also can mail equipment or supplies to people as well, right?
Yeah, we're in our shop. We're starting to feel like a little mini Amazon. You tell us what you want. We'll put it out front for you. You just come and grab it. So the staff that used to wait to talk to you when you walked in, we're packaging stuff, and we set it out front.
What about books?
I want to get a kitten. Can I come by and pick up a kitten over there?
I'll need a week or two.
Okay. Right by forgotten felines, actually.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, I can do that.
It's beverage people. Go to thebeverageppeople.com. Better yet, once they reopen inside, they're on Piner Road in Santa Rosa. Go to thebeverageppeople.com. Check out all the stuff they do. And they're going to continue to do it. And we're proud to have them as friends of this radio program, especially on Beer Thursdays. So best of luck to you guys.
Thank you.
Keep us posted so we can let everyone know what you guys are doing.
Absolutely.
Well, the big thing you guys have right now that I know that you wanted to talk about real quick was that you have a big supply of kegerators. And because, like Tara was talking about, people, like the price point for kegs, it's a lot, you know, more economical to get a keg of beer and have it at home on draft than, you know.
Yeah. And you can get access to incredible local beer and kegs these days.
So what size kegerators do you have? All sizes?
Like you can imagine a small waist-high fridge. It'll fit a full-size 15.5-gallon keg, a full-size commercial keg, or it can fit 2 or 3 of the half kegs.
Nice.
So, yeah, plenty of beer for home.
Are you guys doing any of your magic that you've done since 1980 as far as teaching people, be it olives, beer, wine, cheese, whatever? Is there an internet program that you've been doing?
No, the teaching has stopped for the moment. We hope to get back to that next year, perhaps.
Oh, really?
At the moment, we've had to fill up our classroom space with storage. So this was just a consequence of the shutdown. And
so you've got plenty of supplies.
We have lots of supplies.
Your staff's coming back Tuesday.
And we have lots of, we can talk you through things. It's just the in-person classes have caused.
Let's talk next week about the fact that the staff's coming back Tuesday.
Yeah.
And we can talk more about it on Thursday next week.
That sounds wonderful.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Very cool. Gabe Jackson from The Beverage People, thebeverageppeople.com. Herlinda, we'll see you next week.
Yes.